Try to have confidence. If you try, that means you ain't got it. It's you faking it.
He knows that he's not dealing with you. Therefore, even you, when you look at yourself, you must know that you are not alone. And if he's not dealing with you, then he's dealing with your God. And if he's dealing with your God, then the battle is not yours. This battle that you are facing is the Lord's. So who do you cry to? God himself. So who do you focus on? God, not the enemy which is coming behind you, but the God who yesterday delivered you, the God who yesterday delivered you from the hands of the enemy. Focus on that God. Go into your testimony folder and say, but you know what? I may be facing this today, but I know that the Lord who was with me yesterday is still going to be with me even today. And just those words, confessing just those words alone to yourself. Because words create, and it, just confessing those words alone to you, to yourself, in your own private space, even when you are crying, cry with those words. And you will see how much power they will give you. And all of a sudden, if you were down, you find yourself getting up. And I'm not just saying this. I know this in my own life. I've had Satan, I'm down. I've had a period in my life where I was so depressed. I was depressed to a point of being hospitalized. Upper Vista, if you know Vista Clinic. But because I'm a child of God, the Lord reminded me of where he's taken me from and took me out of that pit of depression and put me on the King's highway and said, the battle that you are facing, my child, is not yours. It's mine. Stop focusing on what is happening. But look at me. Focus your eyes unto the hills where your help will come from. Focus your eyes on me, your God. Now, moving further on, it says in verse 10 that when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were so afraid. They were so vexed. It says they were terrified. They were terrified. Now you can imagine, these people, is the sea this side, is the mountains this side, and the chariots. We are born at the sound of the chariots, and now the mountains echoing that sound. Now you can imagine, it even exaggerated the sound to say, yo, aike, sifile, we are dead. And therefore it's understandable their fear. And note how it says they were so afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. And then, verse 11, just after crying out to the Lord, then they say to Moses, Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. No, look at this. The children of Israel are scared. They're scared of dying in the wilderness. They'd rather die under slavery. I mean, death is death. What difference does it make whether it's in the wilderness or it's under slavery? But that's what fear does to us. Fear, you know, when you can imagine, these people had been slaves for years, and therefore I can say that it's understandable their fear. They did not know God as Moses knew him. Their faith was not as there yet as how Moses' faith was, and therefore out of fear they cried. They said things which I think they did not even hear themselves. This is why God says in 1 Timothy 4 that he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind, of courage. Because when we fear, you know, even biologically, kutua, if fear releases, you know, the stress hormone, the cortisol. And once that stress hormone is released, that stress hormone is to help you to fly or to fly away from danger or to fight. Now, if you are standing in one place and you're not flying away, it's bound to bring problems within your body. The fear bring clouds us our judgment. Fear, even biologically, has got a way, that hormone, that cortisol hormone, has got a way of clouding how we think. Now, this is where faith comes in. Build up your faith each and every day. Build up your faith, because your faith will make you to stand in the midst of trouble, to stand even when you find yourself that you are facing danger that you can't even get yourself out of it. Faith will help you, my sister, to be able to say, it is well with my soul. For you know that who you are with is greater than the ones which are against you. They cried in fear because they did not know who it was that they were with. Yes, they had an idea, hence they cried to God first, but they did not know him fully. At times we cry, we fear, we say things that we are not supposed to, because, you know, as much as we are Christians, in full essence, we really do not know who it is that we are with. And therefore, it is my prayer that from today onwards, even if the enemy is behind us, let us remember the God who took us out of Egypt, out of slavery, out of our yesterday's troubles. It is my prayer that we can build up our faith to a point that not even any sounds of the storms of the enemy can get us to fear and want to take ourselves back into slavery. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, Lord God Almighty, we thank you, dear Lord, for this word. And we pray, Father God, that through this word, our faith may be strengthened. Strengthened to know who you are in our lives. Strengthened to know that no matter what the enemy, no matter how much trouble can be facing, the Lord is with us. And greater is he who is with us than the ones against us. May your Holy Spirit abide in us always, and we abide in you, and that we know, ukuthi wena, you are God in our lives, a God who has never ake wakhe woyiswa. To remember that whatever battles we may be facing, they are not ours but yours, and because they are yours, we have already conquered. It's my prayer in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen.
Yeah. See you change the way you feel about me when the lights hit my jewelry. It's a lot of bad things, yeah, I'm right where I should be. Every blessing that I prayed for fell right down onto me. Stress-free, I'm moving. Stress-free, I'm moving easy.
Radio listeners, good day world. Hope you are having a wonderful and a pleasant day. This is your show, Journey of Life. So to find more about my show, you can go to our Facebook page, Gain Radio International, or listen live on www.gainradio.co.za. So today we'll be talking more about careers. Yes, careers and businesses, businessman, businesswoman. Yes, and I'll be having quite a few guests in store. I'll be playing recordings of businesswomen, young businesswomen that will be sharing more of their own businesses, how they started it, what they encountered and everything at large. I believe that this will trigger someone out there who is just too lazy to stand up for themselves and do what they are passionate about. Because I believe that we all have plans. We all have ideas, man. We all are gifted in some way. We all are good in something. Why don't you use that as something that will help you just to earn money? You know, just do something for yourself and make yourself and your future generation successful. If you are too lazy, or if you feel that your dreams are just too far from you, ask yourself, how is it that all the successful people are at the top, and how were they able to get where they are today? Ask yourself, it's hard work, it's consistency, it's dedication, man. It's patience. All of that in combine can get you where you want to see yourself, and never stopping. Refuse to stop no matter how many times you fail. If you feel like you are in the bottom, then bounce back to the top and get where you want to see yourself again. Stay tuned, and you don't want to miss what's next.
You are listening to Gain Radio International.
Hey, what's happening? You already know, man. You rocking with the best right now.
It's still your host, Mpumi G, on the Gain Radio platform. If you want to listen live, you can go to www.gainradio.co.za. Or to find more about our shows, you can go to our Facebook page, Gain Radio International. So now I'll be sharing quite a few career advices that you would need, or anyone that wants to embark on their own careers. As you continue developing in your career, you will probably come into contact with many pieces of career advice. Here are some pieces of career advice you can get. The first one is, venture outside of your comfort zone. View everyone that you meet as a door that may lead you to a new opportunity. Show up early. Think yourself as a lifetime learner. Cultivate perseverance. Do what you say you'll do. Say yes to the things that scares you. Find a mentor and be a mentor. Embrace failure. Be willing to sacrifice some things to build the career you want. Remember, guys, it's not what you achieve, it's what you overcome. I hope those few advices will help you in developing your own careers and more. Because failure doesn't mean you are a failure. It just means you haven't succeeded as yet, guys. The best way to predict the future is to start creating it. Our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is always to try just one more time. So it doesn't mean because you failed quite a few times, now you need to stop and give up. You need to keep on trying one last time until you get there, guys. If you're passionate about it, that's why they always advise you guys,
to do what you love, what you're passionate about, so that you will have the strength to keep trying every time you fall, because you will think, gosh, this is what I want to do. I mean, there are quite a few people doing the very same thing that I'm doing. I mean, if they were able to get there, then I can get there too. I mean, what's different about them? You can do it too. It's just a matter of keep moving and never stopping and never giving up, you know? Yes, I think everyone should experience defeat at least once during their career or during their path or their way to their career. You learn a lot from it. You learn a lot from failures. You learn a lot from such things. Dreams are extremely important. You can't do it unless you imagine it, guys. You cannot do it unless it's in your mind. It's something that you want to do. It's something that you passionately and genuinely want to achieve. Desire. That's the one secret of every man's dream. Not education, not being born with hidden talent. It's desire. Like thirsting for it, you know? Success is how high you bounce when you hit the bottom, guys. You know, yes, you will encounter that. Every successful person, like young or old, black or white, whatever, has encountered failure in their lives, has reached their bottom. But it's what defines them is how high they bounce back, not giving up, but how high they are willing to be where they want to be and the effort that they bring and, you know, and everything at large. Because to show people, which tells us, how much desire you have towards a certain thing is how much you do not give up on that certain thing. If you don't give up, obviously we'll know what's your this person that really wants this thing. And somehow, if the universe is so convinced that you want something, literally everything just comes back into place. Everything just works out for you, you know? Because now it's convinced that you want it. You know, so do not give up. Everyone who has never made a mistake has never tried something new. Mistakes is something that it's in us as human beings. We make mistakes. But what's important is when you learn from your mistakes. Learn from mistakes. Don't do the same mistake over and over again. Take notes. Think about what you've done. And make sure you don't do it again. Find ways and measures and that will help you not to make the same mistake again, you know. By then, I'm so certain that you will get to do what you love and what you are passionate about. If there's any one of you guys who feel that their dreams are just too far from them, or it's just impossible for them to achieve every dream that they have, well, it's a reminder to you guys that God has still got your back. It's just a matter of commitment, staying there, truthful, and believing in what you can do. Because if before you even give up, you should ask yourself, how come? How is it that all these big people, the successful people, was able to get to where they are, you know? And ask yourself, what is it that they do? What's different about them? It's hard work. It's dedication, it's consistency, it's patient, not giving up. That's the only way to keep moving, to never stop. That's the only way, that's the only key. You know, every good thing in life comes very hard, and it takes quite a few steps, quite a few failures to actually get where you want to see yourself. But what defines you is not giving up, not remaining on the floor when you fall, but standing up and fighting and keep running and move till you get where you want to see yourself. All right, so we'll be going back to Korea, but before we get there, if you want to know more of our shows, you can go to our Facebook page on Facebook, Gain Radio International, or if you want to listen live, you can go on air on www.gainradio.co.za. Yes, cheer up, and I'm sure you're excited as much as I am. Yeah, because today we'll be talking quite about one exciting and most important word, which is Korea. We'll be having quite a few businesswomen, businessmen. I mean, like, how are they able to get where they want to be? Because I get to understand that there are a whole lot of us who tried it, who tried their own businesses but failed. I mean, what is it that they do that's so different from what we do that makes them to be where they are? Yeah, this is really deep. So I'll be playing for quite a few recordings of our own business and powerful people. Strong women and strong men. They'll be telling us more about their own businesses, careers, and how they got to where they are, and what is the secret behind everything. You know, you don't want to miss this ad. So, yes. The first person, the first recording I'll be playing is Ntombi Futhi. Yes, she's from Tembisa. She has an organization. Yes, she has an organization, and she'll be telling us more about it and how she started it, what inspired her to, and so forth. Stay on tune.
Game Radio.
Greetings to our listeners. My name is Ntombi Hlatshwayo, and I'm the founder of the Strength to Strength organization. I'm actually the chairperson of Strength to Strength organization, and I work with Cecilia Lihata, who is the co-founder, the deputy chairperson of Strength to Strength organization. So currently, I'm not going to talk about who does what, but I'll just focus on the organization, how it operates, the programs and everything. So Strength to Strength, like I said, is an organization that was founded in the year 2017, February, by two young ladies. And it actually was founded to focus on issues that are most neglected in the community or in our communities. So what we do basically is that we have three programs. We actually divided it into three. We made three programs. The first program that we launched was hashtag All Attention to Men, which was a woman abuse program for men. So what it does is it was to actually help reduce cases of women abuse, but for the first time, we just wanted to focus on the problem and not the victim. So since everyone claims that men are the problem, we had to form something that will actually focus on them. So we focus on men. Men meet up in their own space. They talk about different kinds of issues they go through. They talk about their relationships, they talk about problems that they face as men, the challenges, and they also discuss causes of women abuse, what they think causes women abuse, what they think they can do to help reduce it. They just discuss everything in their own space where they cannot be judged, where no one will laugh at them, because you know, if you are a man and you talk about how your woman abuses you or how your woman treats you sometimes in a different space, you might be laughed at, you might be judged. But in hashtag All Attention to Men, we give men their own space to talk about absolutely anything, and they discuss whatever they want to discuss. We also have counseling for any man who wants to go for counseling, because we have men who admit that they are abusive, men who admit that they have a drinking problem and it leads them to abuse. And yeah, we get those kind of men, and then we refer them for counseling. Yeah. And then we have the second program that we have is Ikusasa. The Ikusasa program is a program that focuses on young children from the ages of 6 to 18, basically just learners. We make sure that every child goes to school, they have the right school materials, they have eaten the right food, they have the right documents to go to school. That's what we do. And then we also make sure that if the child, did I talk about the documents? Yeah. If they don't have documents, we make sure that they get the documents that they need to at least go to school. And then we follow up on every process for them to just be at school. And then we have the third program. Our third program, I'm just going to be quick. Our third program is Fragile Rocks. Fragile Rocks. Fragile Rocks is the most exciting, most beautiful. I love it so much. It is very close to my heart. It's a program that is founded for women. So this program focuses on women of all ages. So women meet up in their own space as well, to discuss issues they go through, to discuss job opportunities, how to start up your own business, how to save up money, how to do makeup, how to dress up on different occasions. We just